I know you're really enjoying getting to know Matthew Johns better. I've known, I would say we're good mates for quite some time, but I can see in your own demeanour that when in this segment comes around, you pick yourself up, your body language, your posture gets better, and you're looking forward to it.
I am, and the more I research this guy, the more I find depth to him and abilities that I had overlooked previously.
Because you get asked and approached to do lots of things which surprise a lot of people.
Well, I've been approached recently for an Australian version remake of Entourage.
Have you?
Yes, and I'm thinking really strongly about you getting to play the aging sort of Vinny Chase character. I thought that I might play Johnny Bravo and...
Johnny Drama.
And I was watching a little bit of The Final Winter, and I didn't realise what a fine actor Matty Johns was. I think he's well in the frame to be playing the ageing turtle character.
Challenging role, that'd be.
Not for him. Well, he's got great range.
Well, let's remind our listeners, for those that didn't catch up, and there wouldn't be many that haven't caught Matty's work in The Final Winter. He played a coach. He played Coach Jack Cooper. So, Al Pacino, Any Given Sunday, Matty Johns, Jack Cooper, you make up your own mind.
When we add up all those inches, that's going to make the difference between winning and losing. Yeah! Between living and dying.
Yeah! Anyway, boys, just listen up for a second. The top brass in this joint aren't interested in finishing outside the top five again next year. They're prepared to punt half you blokes off just to bring in a couple of marquee players. So, if I were you blokes, I'd prepare for this game like it was a grand final. Sweet.
I couldn't tell the difference.
I tell you what, I know the one that's ringing my ears when I run out to play.
Exactly. He joins us, the man that was Jack Cooper, joins us, Matthew Johns. Welcome to the program.
Morning, Gary. Morning, Tim. See, it's easy to rant and rave.
Yeah, I would have thought.
Like Al. Mm. But it's the more subtle touch that tends to draw the awards.
Yeah.
Although, Look, I'd just like to say something. There's lots of things that Tim doesn't know about me. One of the things is I've got a huge collection of Home and Away, all the series, the box sets. And I was sitting there musing over an episode last night, and holy dooly, who should come up? I don't know whether you've actually got the audio.
I think we have.
Okay.
Yeah, here we go. This is what... Manny's unveiled.
Sam, who do you play for?
I play with my Uncle Donald in Summer Bay. He said to say hello.
Did he now? Well, make sure you say hi from me. Hey, Sam, who's your favourite footballer?
Warwick Kappa.
See, the genuine laugh at the end is the thing that got the rave review.
And the thing I love about that, Tim and Gary, is I've got an appreciation. Obviously, before that, Tim, they've said, just play this wooden character. And a bloke who's got a difficult grasp on the English language and just get down to the kid's level and, mate, well done.
Yeah, because it's hard to do when you've got so much charisma and personality as the Wish. Trying to dumb himself down to that level is hard to do.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's tough, Gary.
It wasn't easy. I went to Rotten Tomatoes to get your review on the role that you played, Jack Cooper, in A Final Winter, and they said this, and I don't know whether Rotten Tomatoes is a man or a woman, but I'm coming after Tomatoes after this. So stilted, you need to fast forward Johns to watch him move.
Oh, mate, you know, as I've said many, many times, Tim, I just ignore the critics. That's the fans.
That's it. We'll get back to this because we might play excerpts throughout the course of our year because that's the way we're going to watch the movie. We're not going to watch it in its entirety.
No, we're just fast-forwarding to the Johns bits.
That's exactly right.
Bite-sized pieces.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, if we can get serious for a minute, and we're not for too long, but there was some very sad news about Tommy Radonikis that passed away, I think, a week ago. Had we known, obviously, we would have addressed this with you last week, but talking of characters in sport, in Australian sport, there aren't too many bigger than Tommy.
Mate, what a character. And I tell you something, boys, there is Johnny Lewis, the legendary boxing trainer, he said, Tommy was the greatest competitor and winner he'd ever been involved with. And that says a lot, given the fact he'd trained blokes like Jeff Harding, Jeff Fenwick and Kostyu Zhu. But, mate, just one of the great characters. There's a few times that, mate, I was coached by Tommy in Origin camp. And, mate, he was such a character. He was just, mate, so much fun. There was. Have you got a second?
Yeah.
I've got one for you. Yeah. You got a couple of minutes.
Yeah, right. Right till 9.
Righto. Beautiful. mate, there was a time we played State of Origin. We had a State of Origin series, and I've been dropped for game 3. It's funny. I'm the one who gets dropped, not the other bloke in the family. Anyway, so I've gone in. It was a bye weekend, and I've gone out for about a dozen schooners. And I've come home that night about 11. I get a call from Andrew and Laurie Daly and said, listen, our hooker, Jeff Toovey, is sick. There's talk that you're going to get brought into the team in the morning. Anyway, I didn't think too much of it. Toovey is as tough as Tommy. And so I thought, oh, he'll be fine. Yeah. Anyway, 10 o'clock the next morning, I get a call from Tommy. G'day, Matty. How are you? Hey, mate, just get to Newcastle Airport as quick as you can. There's a ticket there. I want you here by the 12:30 meeting. Toovey is out. So anyway, I get there and I'm thinking, oh, geez, I'm a little bit rusty, a couple of Baroccas. And I rush to the airport and I go, a ticket for Matthew Johns going in and play State of Origin tonight. And she goes, and the woman goes on, she goes, sorry, there's no ticket. So I ring Tommy and I said, mate, Tommy, there's no ticket. He goes, I don't care. Just get on the plane. So I've gone back. And I said to the lady behind the desk, I said, listen, look, I've really just got to get a ticket. I'll just buy one myself. She goes, mate, the plane's full. So I've gone back to Tommy. I rang him and I said, Tommy, the plane's full. He goes, I don't care. Just find a way to get on that plane. Anyway, as we're having a bit of back and forth, the pilot goes past and said, Matty, what's going on? And I said, mate, I've been called into the Origin team. I've got to get down there as quick as possible. He said, just grab your bag, follow me. So I've flown down to Sydney, sitting on the floor of the cockpit, right, in between the two pilots. I've landed, hopped in a taxi, and I've taken off as quick as I can to get there for the 12:30 meeting. I've arrived at 12:35. And he said, mate, you're fined. He fined me $500. Oh, mate, it's just and mate, his toughness. I'll tell you what he was, boys, is this. So often these days, you know, coaches will blame not having the best sides, or players will. Oh, we haven't got the roster. And they always talk about what they haven't got. Tommy always played in undermanned teams. Like, he played the Newtown side in 81. But, mate, he took them all the way to the grand final just by will and determination. And so, yeah, he's going to, mate, there's not many people who are going to be missed in the rugby league community like Tom.
Hey, mate, just before we leave, Tommy, just one final one. When I say cattle dog, what do you think of?
Yes, fight breaks out. Yes, that's right. He used to say this, mate, the Queenslanders hate us, so we need to hate them every bit as much, in fact, more. So he said, in this game we're going to play, so I'm going to walk on. And he said, I'm going to get the trainer to walk on the field. And he whispered into Spud Carroll, their front row, his ear, mate. When Spud yells at cattle dog, it's on. Everyone just get into it. So about 10 minutes in, you see the trainer go up and whisper in Spud's ear, and as they're packing down, Spud goes cattle dog, and our back rower Steve Menzies yells out, "Oh no!" And Joey sprung into action and got on a bloke called Jamie Goddard. He failed the IQ test there, Joey, because Jamie Goddard and Jamie Goddard just gave Joey a complete thrashing. Joey was got 25 stitches in his mouth.
You got to pick your mark, Matty.
Oh man,
That's funny. Hey, was Tommy Radonegas? Tommy Radonegas in that movie that we just spoke about, because someone else
was
suggesting he was in the masterpiece.
He was in the film. Mm. He was part of the board at the side. Yeah. So it was funny. You just reminded me of that, because Tommy, when we're doing, they said, listen, it's all right with a few expletives, but, you know, guys, we'll keep it in check. It took us about 100 takes with Tommy.
Of course, you wouldn't get Tommy to play the coach, would you?
No, you wouldn't. No, you wouldn't. Tommy used to be real simple. He'd just get in there with playing Queensland. And you got blokes like Glenn Lazarus, Chief, Joey, Laurie Daly, Brad Fittler. And he'd just go in there and say, I don't care what you do with football, just smash him in defence.
When did you make the movie The Final Winter?
It was made, boys, in 2006. It was made. And, of course, Matt Nabel from there has really gone on to bigger and better things. Meanwhile, I'm talking to you, blokes.
You haven't starred in a film since you're just waiting for the right role to come along.
Mate, Tim, I'm a little bit like Daniel Day-Lewis. I row offshore and wait for the right role so I can row back in.
Now, listen, before we let you go, I don't like bringing this up because I've mentioned it occasionally to Tim.
No.
There's a rumour made its way down here that you might have gone for some hair plugs. Now, I think we're close enough. I can ask you that question without you taking offence.
Well, it's a running joke on our show. They refer to hair plugs. And I really wish they wouldn't do it because you know what people are like. I'm getting people getting in touch with me left, right and centre saying that they know a bloke who can do cheap hair plugs. Right? And there's another bloke who said, mate, I'm actually getting people coming up the street and saying, mate, where'd you get your hair plugs from? And you just go mucky. Come on, I even got a bloke who get in touch with me in Turkey and says that, mate, he can fly over and he can do them cheap. Now, cheap hair plugs. I don't think it should exist in the same sentence.
No, I wouldn't have thought. Hey, lovely to catch up with you. We're gonna keep an eye on this burgeoning career of yours in the movie industry.
Yep.
We can't wait to touch base next week.
Thank you, Tim, and thank you, Gary.
Matthew Johns for Mate Internet and Mobile, award-winning Aussie service, bonus title music subscription included on selected mobile plans.